In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, church, and welcome back to Common Prayer. This is Kevin with you today, and just want to say happy Thanksgiving Eve. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, which is my all-time favorite holiday. I love Thanksgiving, love being able to enjoy with family and good food and a good meal and rest and fun and all of that that's going on. No doubt Thanksgiving looks a little different, I think, for all of us this year. Certainly it does in our house as well, but nonetheless, a day to eat, to enjoy one another, and to reflect on the things that we're thankful for, I think, is worthy of celebration. So I hope that your house is filled with the smells of turkey and stuffing or pumpkin pie or whatever it is that you are cooking up. I hope even now that those flavors are starting to pervade the house, if you will. I did want to let you know that tomorrow on Thanksgiving, we will not have a Common Prayer episode, but we will be back on Friday with a time of the prayer of examine, where we'll actually look kind of through the lens of gratitude entirely and reflect back on that. And so just know that tomorrow, no episode, but we'll be back on Friday and would love for you to join us in that. But today we have a good episode looking at a text in Isaiah 38, which I think is going to be a really interesting window into King Hezekiah. But before we get too far, I do want to begin in silence as we do, a chance again to reflect and center ourselves on the presence of God with us here and now, and then we'll jump into the text in Isaiah 38. So wherever it is that you are at right now, I just invite you to step into just one minute to slow our minds and our hearts on the presence of God, and bring yourself to the moment, knowing that God is here with us. So let's do that now. Text today comes from Isaiah chapter 38, verses 15 through 19. But what can I say? He has spoken to me, and he himself has done this. I will walk humbly all my years because of the anguish of my soul. Lord, by such things people live, and my spirit finds life in them too. You restored me to health and let me live. And surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my life or all my sins behind your back. For the grave cannot praise you. Death cannot sing your praise. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. The living, they praise you as I am doing today. Parents, tell your children about your faithfulness. You know, this text is actually the middle or the end of a writing that King Hezekiah is writing and reflecting on a moment in his life. And it really comes at an interesting moment in the story of Israel. You see, in general, Hezekiah was considered one of the most righteous kings to rule over Judah. He's ruling well, he's ruling upright. But at this point in the story, Isaiah, actually at the beginning of chapter 38, goes to Hezekiah, who at the time had fallen ill, and tells Hezekiah point blank, he says, put your house in order because you are going to die. You will not recover. Obviously, difficult news for Hezekiah. And it's challenging because it's news that confronts him in a way that he's concerned, he's questioning, he's doubting. I imagine he's thinking, you know, God, I've done things right. I've led the way you would have us. I've tried to live a righteous and upright life. And yet here I am, sick and ill, and Isaiah, this prophet's telling me I'm not going to recover. Again, challenging, difficult news. You know, his immediate reaction is, it says that he actually turns to the Lord in prayer, and, you know, he reminds God of his faithfulness and devotion to service of God. He says that I have done that. I've remained faithful, wholehearted devotion to you. And, you know, having turned then to the Lord, God hears his prayers. And what happens is really interesting. In a really quick turnaround, it says that God gives him 15 more years to live. And not only that, but he's going to grant Hezekiah success in overcoming the Assyrians. It's a stunning reversal of fate, you know, something that any of us would certainly welcome. But, you know, what comes next is after that happens, after the Lord gives him a sign that you know, he will do what he promised by giving him an extension of his life. Hezekiah begins to actually write about his time in this illness, and that's what we see. And it picks up in verse 9, and it's a fascinating look at a man struggling, I mean, on the brink of death and sheer despair. And I think it's a stunning read. I mean, listen to what he says here. This is verse 10. He says, I said, and this is again Hezekiah, in the prime of my life, must I go through the gates of death and be robbed of the rest of my years? I said, I will not again see the Lord himself in the land of the living. No longer will I look down on my fellow man or be with those who now dwell in this world. Like a shepherd's tent, my house has been pulled down and taken from me. Like a weaver, I have rolled up my life, and he has cut me off from the loom. Day and night, you made an end of me. I waited patiently till dawn, but like a lion, he broke all my bones. Day and night, you made an end to me. Cried like a swift or thrush. I moaned like a mourning dove. My eyes grew weak as I looked to the heavens. I am being threatened, Lord. Come to my aid. I mean, how many of us have had experiences that have brought us to that level of anxiety and anguish? I mean, again, the images there are that his life had been laid out before him. And the pain of what he's going through was like a shepherd's tent that his whole life had been rolled up and taken from him. I mean, you know, maybe we haven't been brought to the brink of death, but certainly we have said numerous times on Common Prayer, as well as, you know, it's been mentioned ad nauseum in other places, that 2020 has challenged all of us in some ways. I think all of us in these past 8-9 months have been brought to a place like this, where it feels like, man, God, come to our aid. We are lost. We are longing for you to make this right. And it's interesting because after reflecting on all of that, of sharing kind of the depth of his heart, we get the text that I read earlier, where it brings Hezekiah to this point where he recognizes kind of what God has done through that. You know, and so he says that in verse 15, he says, you know, but what can I say? He has spoken, he being God, he has spoken and he himself has done this. And then I will walk humbly all my years because of the anguish of my soul. You see, there's something in this suffering, this pain that Hezekiah is going through, that is actually bringing about greater fruit in the life of Hezekiah. It's bringing about this sort of humility. It says that even though he got to that point of death, he's finding life. He's finding something on the other side of the pain and the hurt. I mean, look at verse 17. He says, surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. Church, could it be that through the challenging, difficult times, God is doing something to bring about greater fruit? Now, that isn't to say that God is causing all of the pain and the hurt that we experience, but rather God's deep, intimate presence with us is behind the scenes shaping our heart, bringing about a sort of humility or a sort of benefit that we can't see happening. It's what happens in the life of Hezekiah, and I think it's what can happen so much in our own lives. So what I want to do for our prayers, I just want to spend just a couple brief moments. And I want you to consider where you're at in this. You know, we read again, the second half of a writing from Hezekiah. The first half was him expressing his pain, his hurt, his confusion, his disillusion, all of that. And the second half is him reflecting on what God had done through that. And I think in some ways, as far into this pandemic as we all have been and all are now, we're at that moment where we look back and say, what was God doing? Or maybe you are still in the throes of it. And I just want to sit and figure out where we're at in that and just humbly hold before God the reality that he may be doing something with this. So I invite you to take a deep breath, settle in, consider just for a moment the story of Hezekiah. Consider the confusion, the doubt, the anger, the frustration that he experiences. And where's your heart at? Allow the Holy Spirit to highlight the ways in which you're irritated, confused, disillusioned. Just hold those for a moment before God. As you sit with those frustrations and concerns, I just want you to think that God is with you. He hears your prayers. He hears your cries. You are not alone, but God is there in the midst of it. And maybe, at bare minimum, it's the reminder that our life is not our own. That maybe those frustrations or hurts or pains, God is there behind the scenes, working them for your good. So I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit, what is it that God may be doing in these things? Maybe it's creating a way for you to walk humbly. Maybe it's reminding you of his presence. Whatever it is, just ask the Holy Spirit to highlight what may be going on beneath the circumstances. And then may we, like Hezekiah, come to the other side in praise of who God is, regardless of the outcome and regardless of the circumstances. Spend a moment in praise with God. Let me close with our prayer for today. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us safely to the beginning of this day. Defend us by your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor run into any danger, and that, guided by your Spirit, we may do what is righteous in your sight, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.